pounded my head on how Impact.
We're live. Hey, we're live. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. If you can, we're going to be talking Show Fight with Chris Gregory from MMAtopics.net, Skippy STP Tattoo from MMA Madhouse, and this is Lopaki, man. We're going to get low to the brain on you guys tonight. We're like the fabulous Freebirds, man. There's only three of us, but we're going to throw it down like you've never fucking heard before, you cocksuckers. Chris, what's going on?
I don't think we're going to be able to do this
okay,
show.
Well, Chris,
I heard like
we're having, hey, just in case you guys can't tell, we're having some awesome fucking service right now for Blog Talk Radio. I just want to give Blog Talk Radio a huge shout out, man. If you go and read their at mentions on Twitter, you would know, I am a surprise right now these guys can even afford to be in business. They should be giving refunds out like there's no tomorrow. Because right now for Blog Talk, there is no tomorrow. Their business is dying today. Their service is falling in the shitter. I don't even know if people can hear me. I want somebody to message me on Facebook if you can hear me. If you can hear me from the stream, let me know. I am wanting to know. I mean, tonight we've got some great guests lined up. We've got Dallas, Dallin Gatling, Katie Collins, CJ Hunter, Aaron Robertson, Rance Faust, Kevin Parker, and holy shit, STP Tattoo is going to be joining us. And tomorrow night is going to be another barn burner. Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. If anybody can hear me right now, message MMA Madhouse on Facebook and let us know that you can hear it. Just somebody. I mean, you know, you think I was asking for $1 million. I just want a yes, I can hear you, or no, I can't. Blog Talk sucks. If you type on MMA Madhouse right now, no, I can't hear you. Blog Talk sucks. I will make sure you get a free shirt just for standing up for the cause. If you guys could only see Skippy's face right now, dude, it's like I'm trying to make him laugh, but Blog Talk pissing him off so much is not fucking working. I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for words, man. Yeah, well, dude, I don't even know if we have a guest, man. I'm going to cuss until we have Dallin on. And at that point, then I'll stop cussing. And then when Dallin leaves, I'll start cussing again. I mean, dude, I've been on the radio with Dallin like 43 times, man. This ain't my first rodeo. Radio. It's
dude.
Like my first one in this kind of condition. I feel like this is like doing radio in 1940. This is probably what it was like. Not really, because in 1940, they didn't have these kind of problems. Shit worked, man. It wasn't all based on the internet where the government can track you, and now they can search your fucking social media without a warrant. And you people just keep electing these morons. You know what I mean? Open your mind, man. They're trying to get inside your life so they know what's going on. It's not right. Man, put CISPA down. Talk to your local leaders and put CISPA down. This bill cannot pass. I mean, this is a blatant invasion of your privacy and mine. And it doesn't only affect people in America, man. They're trying to go outside of the states. I don't even know. Skippy just got kicked off. He can't get back in. He's calling in. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to keep ranting about stuff. Let's see. What happened last week that I wanted to rant about? Man, there was some good fights. You know, Benson Henderson, Gilmar Melendez was a great fight. Now I hope all you Zuffa zombies that for the last 12 months have been talking shit about Gil Melendez went and ate some fucking crow. Because, man, that guy showed you why a lot of people consider him to be the number one 155-pounder in the world. And that is why, man. He straight killed it. Can you hear me now, Skip?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can
hey,
hear
man,
me?
I finally got somebody to talk
okay.
to. I want to know if the people can hear me.
I don't, dude, like, it just kicked me out. And I just called back in, so I don't know. It's Chris says he's here, too. Hold on, man. I'm trying, guys. Folks, if you can hear this. Look, we're trying to do a great show fight tonight. This is Blog Talk. Chris, it says you're with us.
Chris probably has himself muted. I want to give a big shout-out to old man Dave just for being a baller.
Yes. Hey, they're all welcome to call in Friday night on the Rogue Show.
No,
Chris,
man.
It says you're live.
I'm hammered again, and I don't really want to try and behave.
It says he's live.
Says I'm live? I know I'm live, bro. I've been going for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I want to say that if you guys didn't listen to the GSP interview today on the Joe Rogan Show, go listen to it. I mean, it was actually kind of interesting to see some point of views from GSP that I didn't think he would have. I really like the fact that he says he doesn't like rounds. He wishes that it was just a straight 15-minute fight. I mean, it would be wicked awesome if that's how it was. Championship fights, he said 25 minutes. No round breaks. And, I mean, and he was right. He even said there'd be a lot more finishes and fights if you fought that way. And I think he's right. Actually, I know he's right. You would see a finish in probably almost every fight because too often people get saved by the bell. And your name's
not exactly
right.
I'd like everybody to know that Lepaki right now is wearing a George St. Pierre shirt, and he has a Florida Leaf tattoo right next to his calf muscle. I'm not saying he's a fan of GSP, but you guys can make your conclusion. I'm sorry, what were you saying about your girlfriend?
About my girlfriend? Well, I don't want the people to get confused, man. I'm single as they get, man. I'm not getting tied down by anyone. I mean, you're going to have to really come at it to get me tied down.
The whole blog talk is about
making me go get vapes. I'm about to have to go get vape. Man, I think we should cancel the check-in blog talk. Just let that motherfucker bounce. Whoa. We're calling somebody.
Hey, dude. No, I'm not dialing anything.
Oh, you're not?
You're dialing me. I'm getting a phone call
right now. Yes. Where's the dang link for this show?
Chris, are you there?
You hear me?
Chris.
You've reached Skip Cohen, Vice President of MMAMadhouse.com. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you shortly.
Skippy, can you hear me?
Yo, hey, man. You cleared up. What's going on here? Skippy's calling himself right now.
Yo, okay. Hey, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I'd like to apologize to everyone from Show 5, first and foremost. Blog Talk Radio.
Call back in. Chris, can you hear me, bro?
I can hear you. Are you there?
Chris. Oh, dude, I don't know what is going on with Blog Talk.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, I'm honestly glad that we're not actually doing the show because this would make us look bad, man.
Dude, yeah.
Like, it just keeps cutting us off and throwing us out and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'd like to apologize to everyone, you know, from Show Fight. And we'll try to get them on maybe, you know.
No, man, we're going right now. Dude, we're doing it.
Oh, we are?
We're on. Yeah, dude. No, we don't quit, man. This ain't your run-of-the-mill radio show, bro. We don't just hang it up. You got a vagina between your legs or you got a dick?
Okay, listen, schmucks. Here's how we're going to do it. Big shout out to anybody who's going to tune in tonight and try to deal with this. We're going to do our best to deal with the technical difficulties. Let me start off by saying welcome to MMA Madhouse Live Tuesday night. Big shout out to our sponsors, Ink Tank Tattoo, Global MMA Consulting, Big T's Nightclub, Combat Sports Insurance, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trikes, Tank Bronze, Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Intimidation Clothing, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Draco Impact Armor, Crossroader Clothing, NeverTap.ca, HyperFight.ca, and Game Changer Clothing. And if I missed anybody, I'm very sorry. We're going to try to rock this show the best we always do. Let's kick it off right. Lepaki, my co-host as always. on the show. And tonight we got Chris Gregory from MMATopics.net joining us. Fools, let's try to get this shit working. It's not our fault, folks, so deal with the problems or don't, but we're going to do our best. Guys, let's talk show fights. I'm going to get our first guest or try.
Let's talk about your dog's mother for a second. Let's talk about your dog's mother for a second.
No, it's not. Hey, let's get into the show.
Dude, no, why are you trying to, man, you're trying to be like Debbie Downer tonight.
Debbie Downer. Dude, I'm upset, bro. Like, I worked all day what? Trying to get this stuff ready. And, like, this just, Blog Talk just upsets me, bro. It's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I agree, man, but you can't let it affect you because then all it does is when the guests come on, then you're already cranky, man. You just got to roll with it, man. I mean, did you get to hear my Blog Talk rant I opened the show with? Dude, I took care of it.
It cut me off, bro. It cut me off straight up, man. Cut me off.
Well, hey, man, I told the people what we should be doing with Blog Talk, and hopefully Blog Talk listens and they just refund our money because that's really what needs to go down right now. This is getting to be ridiculous. I agree, but we've got bigger things to worry about, man, and right now that's what Show Fight
23
now? Yeah.
26.
How did I miss three of them?
I don't know. Go to GFL.com and you can check them out right there. $9.99. Actually, we've already purchased them, so you can go back and watch them for free.
Yeah, I mean, $9.99, bro. I got the collection. I got the key. I got
yeah,
the
that's
key.
That's nothing.
You're muted, Skip, if you're trying to talk to me and Chris right now.
Yo,
no,
but,
man,
dude,
but how awesome is it, though, that they are teamed up with GFL? I mean, dude, it's great because now that even when you're at the fight, man, it takes you so long to get the results back, we can have them posted up and not have to wait for you.
You know,
and
hey,
it
look,
frees
sometimes...
you up. Well, it frees you up to do your interviews, bro, not have to sweat the little thing.
Yeah, you know what, and I... You know, one thing I appreciate is that they have a little after party. Most of the fighters go, and I could get my interviews there, too. It kind of sucks, you know, like at, like, pro events when you can't get all the fighters together and you got to catch them in between fights, man. That's the worst, man. But Show Fight, they do everything to where, you know, if they say that they're going to do an interview, they do it, man. I really love that show. Probably one of the best amateur shows I've ever been to.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Skippy. Let's let Skippy speak for a second. He's when he's done coughing up his lungs from this cigarette he's got.
Yo, Skip, what's up, man?
Skippy, you got to unmute yourself, dude. We can't hear you, bro. Now go ahead and talk. No, man, we can't hear you. All right, so Chris, back to what we were saying. he's all like got the pouty shoulders going on right now. He's like, he just lit two cigarettes. He's got one in each hand now. I think he even just shaved his eyebrows just so we can see the flames.
Dude, it's stressful. Blog Talk is stressful, man.
Oh,
especially,
man,
when you got to run the board. It is.
It's really, no, man. It's only, stress is only what you, if you allow stress to have that much weight on you, man, then, I mean, stress won. I used to be like you young guys, man. You two young whippersnappers, man. Then, you know, I just kind of got older and realized, man, I just don't have time for that.
You're like, I don't even know what to say.
You just got to let the stress come and go. So I do got to ask you a question because she's not going to be on the show tonight.
Okay.
Brittany Dugan,
can you hear me?
She's got
an
amateur fight. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hear
now quit over talking
okay.
to me in the middle of
No, time. Let me explain something real quick. It's not. I had to actually call in on another phone. And it won't let me off of mute as a host, and it will not let me make phone calls out. So basically, tonight's show, if they don't call in, it's the three of us.
Okay. All right. We can.
But you guys sound clear. You guys sound clear on the replay, on the actual stream people are listening to. You sound clear now. You're not choppy anymore.
Yeah, no, I could tell they got that fixed. But now I got a question for Chris. Chris, Brittany Dugas calls out a pro fighter who is arguably top three, four, maybe I'll say top five guaranteed in the world. What is she thinking, man?
You know what? I think she's pulling the tail.
Whoa.
Is anyone there?
What the hell just happened?
Whoa, dude. You know what? Hey, I'm sorry about that. You know, I did a little air duster earlier. I was just like, dude, that was crazy.
I'm putting the vape pen down for the rest of the show right now.
Yo, I don't know. Dude, I'm so glad we don't have people.
I'm so glad
right
that you
now.
Heard that, too. I'm so glad that you heard that, too, because, man, that was tripping me out, bro.
You're like, was that me, bro? Was that me?
Skippy keeps trying to talk to us. He just doesn't realize we can't hear him.
Oh man,
like, literally,
I can't believe we're having this issue, man. I can't believe this.
No, I mean, I don't have a problem really if she's just trying to pull a chail, but I mean, you know, at least be smart about it if you're going to pull a chail and go for maybe number 10.
You know what? I think that and obviously, you know, Janet Martin, the matchmaker, seen it. So obviously she's doing something right. You know what I'm saying? She's doing something right, but calling out, you know, Leslie Smith, who is also, a Clinch-sponsored athlete, and I believe Brittany Dugas was also, is just not cool. You know, she's a teammate. You don't call out teammates. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wine. You want some cheese with that shit?
What do you mean you don't call out teammates? Hell yeah, I call out your teammate.
Yeah, you do. Can you not hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Now we can hear you.
Dude. Yeah, dude, you should be able to call out your teammates under same management, sponsorship, house.
How
league,
are they a teammate?
Whatever.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just saying that, like, Brittany Dugas was sponsored by Clinch, but I mean, after today, she's probably not. I mean, we don't have to go into that. But I mean,
after today, she's probably not?
Well, I mean, they were talking shit back and forth. I mean.
Oh, well, Jeff likes that, actually. He actually respects people that are willing to speak their mind and not just tuck tail to them and, like, cower down. So I don't really see him having much issue with that. I mean, geez. You should hear some of the things I say to him.
Right? Well, yeah, but we're the Four Horsemen. It's a little different.
That's
no,
true, man.
Like...
Skippy, are you saying you can't hear me now? Are we getting a guest, or what are we doing? Let's just talk about the card, Chris. Let's just start at the Brittany Dugas fight. Christina
okay, cool.
Fulton, man. Break it down
well,
for her.
I mean, let's be honest. We all know that this fight possibly might not happen, so let's just move on from that because, as we all know, she's suspended. So we'll move on from
well,
that.
Well, let's at least give Christina. I mean, no, let's give Christina a second, man. What do you think? Do you think she should be in the title fight? I mean, this is your turf.
Dude, this chick is heavy-handed. I think she should be in the title fight for sure. I think, I don't know what they're going to do about that fight if Dugas can't fight, but I mean, that chick is pretty tough, man. There's a lot of tough girls in the area that have, like, hard luck records, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just fight tough girls and out of their weight class, so their records aren't what it's supposed to be. And, she's one of those girls, man, but she's really tough, man. There's a few, man. A few awesome fights, you know.
So let's just go straight to Dustin Luff. Ron
Dustin
Bata.
Dustin Luff. Oh, dude, Ron Bata, man. He has been fighting in the area for probably since, cage fighting was even, when you're even allowed to cage fight, man. This guy has fought all over the place. He is actually sponsored by Hillbilly Fightwear, we all know.
Oh,
Pump
a Stranger.
It's good for the community. Yes, you can.
Hey, big shout out to Brian Imes, man. I had a great time chatting with him and you on the MMA, the yet-to-be-named MMA show pre-main event.
Dustin Luff. Really tough dude, man. I'm talking, I mean, he's fought at 185 and now he's at 170. Tough guy, man. I see this being a war. I have Dustin Luff with a little bit of an advantage over Ron Bata. But, like you said, you can never count Ron Bata out. And if he has that beard and he's rocking his full beard, I have to go with him, Fear the beard. Anybody who has a beard, I got to roll with them, honestly.
Let me just ask you, man, why do you think Bata never turned pro?
Well, I just think that, guys like that, they want a lot of experience before they go pro, and maybe maybe it's not a career for him. Maybe he just likes to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I don't see myself as a pro. I just want to bang. You know what I mean? If I get a few fights in a row, feel like it's time.
But at what point do you say I've either got to quit or go pro? Because at a point, if you fight too long as an amateur and you're not getting better, you should quit. And if you are getting better, then the competition's not good enough for you, so you need to go pro or still quit. So at what point do you see him making that decision?
Well, in my opinion, I think he could go pro and hang with some, you know, some decent fighters in the area. But I mean, you know, I mean, but then where do you go from there? You don't find fights. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to pick and choose your fights. I think he's good where he's at right now. Just likes to go in and fight. I mean, pretty young still, though. I mean, he's been fighting around for a long time that I know of.
But, I mean, my whole thing is this, man. How long do you want to get punched in the face for free? I don't even care how serious you want to be about it. Like, I can understand, you know, you just like to go in and scrap. Like, you know, every few, you know, maybe a couple times a year, you just got to, like, get in there and have a fight. Why not get paid for it? I mean, if that, you know, if you're just really looking to get in there and fight, you know, I mean, shit, man, it is what it is. Why do it for free?
True. You make a valid point. And I don't think I would be getting hit in the face for much longer for free. For me personally, I would say three fights in a row and I'm going pro. That's just my personal, that's just what I would do. I don't even care. Three fights in a row, I'm going pro. Because there's some heavyweights that are pros around here in this area that I could bang with, and I know it. I've seen it. I've seen some of these guys. They walk around with a title that looks, you know, like it was bought for $14. I'd like to fight that guy and steal that title and then throw it back in the cage and walk out. I would, too, because that's how cheap it is. Not like that. Well, yo, I can buy my own shit.
Yeah, man, I think it's kind of interesting that Tapology has this fight at 43% are for beta, heavy KO on that. Two-thirds of the people picking beta saying KO. And then Luff is 57%, half of those people thinking KO. So sounds like it's going to be heavy hands coming from both sides.
Yeah, they're both they're both stand-up fighters. They'll bang. They'll both bang for sure.
Hey, Chris, let me get your opinion on the Dakota Matt fight.
Dakota Cochran versus
Matt
Parson.
Yes, and Matt Parson.
Oh, wow. For some reason, I don't see that on the card I'm looking at, I guess.
Well, maybe Tapology's wrong. I'm looking at Tapology.
When did you get your card?
Do what? I got, next I got.
You say January.
Wilder. Do what?
I'm fucking with you, bro.
Oh, Will the Thrill Levine versus Travis Golden. That's you got that. You guys got that one, or do you have?
No, I have Will
Levine
versus Marco Hutch.
Yeah, Marco Hutch got injured. Marco Hutch got injured, so now he's fighting Travis Golden, which, in my opinion, you know, Afro Samurai is a tougher fighter, but Travis Golden is a much bigger dude. So if I was Will the Thrill Levine, which is 3-0 right now. And won three fights in less than a month. In like 30 days, man, this guy won three fights all by TKO. If I was him, I would make sure that Travis Golden hits whatever weight he has to hit because he's such a big guy. Because I know the weight cut will take a lot out of him, man. I mean, I think he walks around huge, man. He fought on the Brawling card with me. And I was like, yo, what are you fighting at, 205? And he's like, no, 170. And I was like, fuck, man, you cut a lot of weight. He's just a big dude, man. But look, man, Will the Thrill Levine is a beast. He trains with beasts, with Joe Folk and, you know, guys like that. And I just see him, if he moves around and takes his fight, you know, to the second or third round, Travis Golden is going to be wore out. Guaranteed. I've seen it in his last fight at Cage of Honor. He was wore out, man. So, I don't know. I see if it goes past the first round, Will the Thrill has it for sure.
So what happened with Mike Wright? Let me ask that question, because that was Travis's original opponent.
I have no idea. I don't even know who that is. So I don't.
Well, hey, man, get us another fight to chat about since you've got an up-to-date card. And Skippy needs to put me in quiet, man. It's just the three of us.
Okay.
I'm Michael P.S. Hayes.
Mike Heckard is making his MMA debut. At the last show fight, he was supposed to fight, and his opponent didn't show up. So he actually did a grappling match against a beast, dude, against a beast. Dude, I'm talking, it was a good match, but, I mean, he was definitely outmatched in the grappling, but at least he got that cage experience. So it was nice that he got in there, got his cage experience, and now he's making his debut against Harley Hevner, which I have no idea who that is. The only reason I know who Mike
Harley?
Is because... Yeah. Oh, Harley? You know that dude? Nah, but...
Yeah, dude, I'm kind of familiar with Harley.
Oh, yeah, what's his record then? Because I don't know what it is.
No, it's like 0-1 or 0... Maybe... he don't have a good record.
But, dude, I'm telling you right now that this kid's going to be a killer, man. I've seen him in the gym. He trains at American Martial Arts and also KC Headquarters. So the guy, he moves around, trains a lot, trained at a lot of different places, and still a young kid, man. He just turned 18, so I think he just turned 18. I could be wrong, though. Luckily, the show has technical difficulties, and if I'm wrong, that's fine. That's
fine. Hey, who cares if you're wrong, man? Just own it.
Just own it.
That's a bummer the Parsons fight. I was really curious about that. I thought that was going down on this side.
Look, man, Matt Parsons, man, I love watching that guy fight. Been around for a long time too, man. He's tough, man. For a while, he quit MMA for a minute and, you know, said he was going to take a break, and now he's back. Hopefully, you know, I don't know what happened to his opponent. Maybe he'll still be on the card, but from the card I have, he's not on it. So,
Now, this is serious time. No bullshit, no jokes. We got to talk some serious shit about this event. What's down with the outside barbecue block party deal thing, man? Is it like crunk? Are they going to be getting drunk and partying like a madman or what?
Dude, the outside events are awesome. I've only been to one, man, but I mean, they got a DJ. It's out the Outback, which is like huge club, man. They got an outside indoor. And let's just say this, that the other night it was 30 degrees outside. But SoFi says that they have a backup indoor place just in case. So, I mean, that's awesome that at least if it, you know, rains or something, that they have a backup and a plan. So, you know, that's great. I think that's awesome that they're going to do an outdoor event. It's going to be, I think, 78 degrees. It's going to be nice outside. And people are going to get trashed because it's like a block party.
I've seen the photos from the last one they did, and it looks insane. Like, it looks like you took Mardi Gras and you took some cage fights and you smashed them together. Okay, maybe it doesn't. It does to me. Dude, those photos I saw from the last event look like just one huge party outside, man, which is sick. I don't know how many of you fans out there have gone to outdoor events, but, man, for me, there's some of the best events I've been to have been outdoors.
Yeah.
And it's because I can smoke while I'm there, but... Dude, I should have smoked a cigarette when I was at that
You're that guy, huh? You're that guy. While people are fucking fighting, you're sitting there smoking a cigarette and just blowing it at everyone, huh?
I am.
You're that guy.
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Dude, that is so wrong. Look, there's this place in Kansas City called Whiskey Tango's Bar, and they have fights in there, and they used to smoke cigarettes while the fighters were fighting in there. We're talking the place would be smoked out from cigarette smoke like a casino, bro. Like a casino. You know what a casino is like walking in there. I walk out with a headache because I hate cigarette smoke. It's nasty. But, dude, I'm saying they used to smoke cigarettes in there, bro. While they're fighting, they're all... There you go, man. There's your cardio.
Hey, you know what? I have watched people for my whole life fight for freedoms in America. And you know what one of those freedoms are? For me to enjoy my cancer stick. So all y'all shut the up.
I don't have a problem with people smoking, man.
Look, I'd rather smoke a cigarette. You can guarantee I ain't going to pull no John Jones on your ass with a cigarette in my hand. Give me a fifth of whiskey and I can pull a John Jones on you. It's never going to happen with a cigarette. So, folks, it's less
dangerous. What is that noise?
My kid, y'all. My daddy daycare, yo.
Yeah, he's at daddy daycare. Hey, Lepaki, did you notice that there's 9 current and former champions on this card? That's pretty cool. From multiple organizations.
Yes, sir.
I'm more than that.
And here's what I want to say. I want to say this, that if the Brittany Dugas and Christina Fulton fight does not go down, then Katie Collins versus Sharita Davis should be for the 125 title. And the reason I say that is because Katie has only fought tough chicks. Her last 2 fights, she ran over the girls. And I think it's time for her to win a title and start a new weight division at 125, because there's not a women's the title at 125 at Show Fight. And that would just bring in a little bit more, you know, from that weight class for the amateurs. To build them up, you know what I'm saying?
Valid point. Question. Her and her opponent both, you feel they're both title contender quality fighters?
Well, her opponent is actually the RGT women's champion, so she's already a champ, you know what I'm saying? And that's another point is why I say that it should be for a title, because
now,
that girl's already a champ.
At 125?
Yes, and Katie is, I believe, undefeated since actually making 125 and fighting at 125.
Okay,
I know a few fights. She went in a little heavy, and you know she fought.
Now the original title. Hey, the original title fight is that a 135 fight?
Yes, it's 135.
Okay. Just trying to make sure I'm up to date on you, because you know me. So whoever has a chance to win this title, if they were to do that route, would you say it'd be fair that they have to defend the title on the next event, as long as health and physicality allows so?
What did you say? Sorry, Skip. What did you say? That they should they defend their title on the next show?
Yeah. To make sure that weight class is got a domination, or would you prefer to see maybe 4 fights and then her defend it? You know, 4 other fights on 2 cards, and then on the 3rd card she defend it.
Well, that kind of makes sense, but I mean, I know Katie's also fighting June 1st on the Brawl Inc. card, because you know how she is. She just constantly takes fights. So, I mean, that would be another one before defending her title at Show Fight. So, I mean, if she won, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying either way, but I'm just saying if she won that fight, then she'd get another fight to defend her title.
We need to get Show Fights to do 2 more qualifier fights on their next 2 cards. Let her go to Brawl Inc. Win or lose, doesn't matter, but she gets the ring time. She comes back maybe December or October-ish and defends her title against the winners. You know, you do like a little mini tournament. Hold 2 and 2, and then the next night hold 1, and then that fighter plays.
That makes sense. I mean, there's a lot. Dude, I'm talking, there's a lot of, 125, females in from Kansas City to St. Louis, in that area, and even Tulsa, I mean, the women's divisions are just getting stacked. I mean, and a lot of the girls, they do have, those hard luck records that I'm talking about, because they just fight anyone, and they only have certain fights that they can take in a certain area. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't pay travel, so a lot of these girls don't want to travel, 600 miles for $50. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's not even valid to do it. You might as well just fight in your hometown and be able to sell your tickets and be able to get those people back.
Okay. So you would like to see a couple of lower weight classes, at least 1 added for sure to Show Fight's roster. And I like that. I think that's a great idea. You guys know I'm a firm believer of as many weight classes for girls as possible, because I think it's crap when they have to fight out of their weight. I prefer to see everything go to kilograms and break down classes that way to where we have even a better, you know, classification to where, you know, people who are 168 fight at 168, man. People who fight at 175 and then fight at 180, 188, 196.
I think Nick Diaz, you know, said something about that today on his Twitter. Something about people fighting at 167 and then 193.
They just want boxing weight classes. No, it's what they want is you want to see like a 163, 170, 173, 185, 193, 205, 223. But then it becomes just like boxing.
Exactly, and that's the last thing I want.
I mean, and then how many champs are you going to have? I mean, you know, I mean, that kind of is the one nice thing, Skippy, is that, you know, there's only like 7 champions. We start adding weight classes, and now all of a sudden we're going to have guys that are like champions all over the place. Or maybe you see guys start collecting belts at 155 and 163.
Yeah.
And then you have...
I would, you know, because look, a guy who's cutting weight versus a guy, you know, who's cutting an extraordinary amount of weight, he might be able to cut all the way down to, let's say, 150s, okay? And that's where he fights right now. But let's say he decides, man, I want to go after a title in the 160s. I'm not going to make such a hard cut, you know, and he dominates there. Then he's like, okay, I'm going to back up to the 70s now, you know. I mean, okay, he's not as dominant there. He found out that the guys there are a little bigger, a little stronger. You know, I mean, we can see some great matchups with guys intermingling in that intermediate weight class that is not available now. And I like the fact that you can have a guy coming into a fight with 2 titles, you know, and going after a 3rd, possibly a 4th, you know. I think that's great. I think we would see a lot better fights than we're seeing today at some of the upper echelons. Because you got guys cutting way too much weight because there's that big jump in between each class, you know. I think we'd see better performances out of some fighters if they didn't have to struggle to cut so deep.
No, I think you're right. I mean, you know, and maybe that would eliminate the weight cut a little to a certain degree.
Because
I think that's really the part
guys,
it needs to get rid of.
Yeah, because how many guys do you see that you feel should fight maybe at 168, let's just say, or 165, somewhere in that weight class? They're, you know, because they're just too small for 170, but weight cuts to 155 are just too much for them. You know? I'm the biggest opponent for this, more than anything, at the 220 mark. I'd like to see a 225 weight class. I see too many good fighters who can't make it down to 205 have not had the most successful time in their career because they're walking at 230, 232, where these other guys are walking at 265, 270, 280, you know. So I think right there, that's the biggest differential in weight classes there is between 205 and heavy. And I think if nothing else, we need to see a middle class there as well as a middle class in the 160s. But definitely
a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the 223, 225 class is just a matter of time. I mean, there's definitely enough guys.
Yeah. I mean, dude, could you think about that? I mean, if you could break that down into a class, think about John Jones, for example. You know, he could try to make a run at 225, which you guys all know, and then a person on this earth knows that he walks more than that.
Oh, I'm sure. I would hope he does, at least. Apparently, my sister's at the Knicks game right now. She's sending me messages telling me to find her on the television, and I'm just kind of, like, frustrated because I've been a Knicks fan forever, and my sister just rolls to these games all the time. She's, like, 3
Chris,
rows behind the Boston bench.
That's awesome.
I got to ask you, does Ross Campbell go home that night undefeated still?
Well, you know what? That's a rough one to call, man. Look, Ground Shark, we're talking over 30 fights as an amateur, bro. Over 30 fights as an amateur. this guy has beat pros that are 4-0 right now. You know, guys that are 4-0 as pros right now. This kid is tough. I don't know why he hasn't gone pro yet, and I'm being honest. This is a super fight for all super fights, for real. The number two guy at lightweight versus the number one guy at featherweight, which really you could put him as the number one guy at lightweight from different areas. One from St. Louis, the other one from Southwest Missouri. Dude, I mean,
Rob Campbell is tough.
His grappling is nasty, but the same thing with the Ground Shark. You don't get the name Ground Shark for no reason, you know? Top grappler, dudes are both fantastic on the ground. If it goes to the ground, it's going to be a great fight. If it stands up, I feel like Ross Campbell is going to have the advantage, honestly.
Dude, I'm looking at CJ Hunter's record. Wow. Lebocki, less than
no doubt.
24 months, this kid's had 25 fights.
Yep. Active, man. Very active. I'm trying to get him on. Can you call anyone? Were you trying to call him?
Dude, it's not letting me call out. It's not even... Dude, it says you guys are still on hold.
Maybe
dude,
we are.
Let me
what
play
if we're
music?
Talking to each other?
Dude, that's going to be fucked up. But it won't let me play music. It won't let me call anybody. I had to call into my own phone to get back in.
You know what? Why don't you refresh it again real quick?
No, dude. Last time I refreshed it, we all got
up on. We're not trying that.
Here. Tell me, you know what? Message me the password and shit, and I'll get in there myself and try to see if I could do
something with it. We're going fine right now.
Good.
Who knows?
We're doing fine. Yeah.
We gave
Ross
you the number.
Campbell.
Chris Skippy, give him the phone number so we can give it out. 310-742-1799.
Hey, let me give you the number, Lepocki.
310-742-1799. Call in right now.
Don't be afraid.
Dude, this kid fought three times in 1 month in 2011, two times again in 1 month, two times again in 1 month, and then bam, 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 bam. Dude, jeez. Yeah, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, January, February. Man, this kid fights. Dude, I like this kid. Win or lose, this kid's a beast. He goes up there with Bruce Richards of the world, man. Ooh, we should have them two fight.
So, hey, Chris, do you think even though only 11 people have picked the fight, all of them picking Campbell, do you think that's a surprise?
No, I would say most of those people that are picking that fight might be from his area.
I guarantee you there's nobody from his area that's picked that fight yet.
Really? I don't know, man. I mean, it's hard to say that he's going to win that fight. I mean, really. I mean, I like Ross, but I think it could go either way on this one. It's not one of those ones that one person's going to win. I don't think Ross has an 8-0 advantage on. I mean, an advantage on him with. I don't think so, man. Whoever's voting, you know, doesn't really know. What do they say have him winning as submission? What do they have him winning as?
Hey,
Hold on, Jack.
What?
I was talking to Chris.
Hey,
you can go ahead, Skippy.
Chris, speaking of insane, what about that dude beat the two chicks at McDonald's?
Well, listen. Okay. Okay, look.
Majority,
the first thing
73%,
the first thing
73%
I was thinking,
by submission.
Yeah, I could
okay.
I could agree with now I could agree with that. I could agree with submission. For sure. Like I said, he has it on the ground, man. The dude's a great grappler. I saw him grapple a 300-pound dude, submission only, for like 25 minutes, bro. This other dude was probably about 300 pounds, man. So, I mean, it was a good grappling match. It was at Show Fight. Not sure which one it was exactly, but, I mean, grappled a 300-pound dude for 20 minutes.
Dude, he's been that bar on her.
What is more impressive? The fact that
Ross, as who fights at lightweight, grappled a 300-pound dude, or that a 300-pound dude could grapple for 25 minutes?
That a 300-pound dude could grapple for 25 minutes, probably.
Yeah, no shit, huh? Because I guarantee you, dude, not many guys in the UFC could grapple that long. Cain Velasquez being probably one of the select few.
Roy Nelson, I'm sure he could grapple that long.
Daniel Cormier.
Yep. Now we can Verdum.
Name
him off.
Dude, I watched go 20 minutes. I watched a 300-pound guy. I got video of it go 20 minutes with Shorty. That was impressive, dude. Because he got on top of Shorty and mount twice, and Shorty got him off. Both times were late in the 20 minutes, probably 16 and 18.
Hey, are you looking for anyone calling in, or does it not show anything? Or?
Dude, it does not show anything. It says, you're on hold, I'm on, it says, I'm live.
If somebody calls in,
though,
are you
going to
see it? I'm trying to have people call in right now.
Yeah, just have them call in, dude. We've been telling you that, bro. We don't, yeah, man.
Dude, I said from the very beginning, I can't call out. If they want to call in, have them call in. I don't know what the hell's going on with Blog Talk. All I know is we're all sitting here, and for all we know, nobody's even listening because it's not even. Maybe it's only me. Hey, here's what's more fucked up is, what if I'm the only one talking and you two guys really are muted?
That would be
that
wicked
would be
awesome.
Messed up. People will be like, dude, listen to this crazy guy talking to himself on Blog Talk.
That's exactly what it's going to be like. I'm trying to listen in. Can we even have it? Is anyone listened in?
No, dude. I don't have time for that. I have time to talk. Okay, here's the funny Facebook post of the day. Funny Facebook post of the day comes from Ulysses Gomez. Today, he's at Gold's Gym.
Comes from me. Dude, mine's by far better. The chicken McDonald's getting whooped. Mine's better.
No, dude. This is... No. Let me finish before you
no
go
doubt.
Saying what's better.
Oh, my God,
today,
dude, I'm not your girlfriend. Shut up.
I know, because I'd already backhanded you if you were.
Dude, you're all, let me finish.
At Gold's today, this guy said Jones wins. Told me he watches lots of UFC, so he knows fights. Told him he's wrong. Then he looked at me and said, what would you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, guys,
so
we're
he
live.
Might just
we're
a little bit.
We're
yeah,
live and we're good, man.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, man. You guys are, like, sweating the small stuff, bro. I just like to practice. I'm down to sit here and act like I'm yelling at thin air and nobody's listening but you two. I mean, shit, this is like a normal night.
No, except we get, like, 1,200 viewers or listeners at least.
Hey, okay. Dude, you guys got to give me your opinion. Was that guy in the right or wrong in McDonald's video?
Hell yeah, he was in the right. Bitch took a swing at him and then jumped across the fucking counter like she wanted to do something. Hell yeah. You don't even know who's got a gun anymore.
Exactly.
I'd have beat the brakes off
yes,
that.
Yes, you
bitch.
Do. All the law-abiding citizens.
Don't. So, see, she didn't look like no law-abiding citizen. I got to assume she's only one with a gun in the whole joint.
Dude, I completely think, and I wish somehow we could find out, but I completely believe that this guy was 100% in the right. Even if he did take an extra couple swings, I would not fault him because it's scared rage.
He told that
know.
Bitch to stay down. Stay down. She got the fuck up like she was going to do something else, and he put her back down.
Did you notice he bent that bar beating on him?
I just want to know what was it he used. Like, was it just like the, was it the grease trap?
It looked like
part?
A piece of rebar.
It
looked like
I thought
a piece
it was like,
of
you
rebar.
You know how, like, the grease trap has that front catch on it? I thought maybe
yeah.
he pulled one of those on, like, on a 36-inch flat top. Maybe he pulled one of those off and was just beating the brakes off those two with that thing. And what's up with the white girl, like, acting like she was going to stop something?
My favorite thing is, how come nobody called when that lady smacked him and spit in his face and jumped the counter? Everyone just watched, but when he started beating her with the pipe, everyone's like, call the police. I'm like, what? When he was being attacked, everyone was laughing. When he beat her, everyone was screaming, call the cops. Dude, come on, man. She attacked him first.
listen, here's the first thing. You don't fuck with somebody that messes with your food, that, you know, that cooks your food, man. You don't do that. You don't mess with people like that because they will hurt you, and he showed it. He showed it,
yeah.
Bro. The dude was not playing around, you know. You don't hit somebody while they're trying to work, man. First of all, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. I'm not saying I'm going to hit a girl, but I'm just saying if she jumps over the counter at my work, shit's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm going to hit her, but she's going to go down. Someone's getting shaken baby syndrome. I'm just saying that because you can't just jump over somebody like that, jump over the counter like that. You don't know if they're trying to rob you or what. And if you jump over my counter, you're going to sleep.
Well, and here's the thing is, it was two of them. You know, it wasn't just one girl. It was two girls. I know.
Well, and how did the dude not have any homeboys at work? Like, everybody just backed away. Like, he's getting worked over by these two broads, and none of his homeboys at work were like, oh, I better help out John. Like, maybe he deserved it, though. Maybe he deserved it.
You don't have McDonald's in. The manager probably walked back to the freezer like, oh, doo-doo-doo. You know how they are. They don't want to deal with people's drama. So they just walk away, and then this guy has to fend for himself. He probably got fired. You know the guy that is out of work now, probably looking for a job. You know that. You know that guy didn't get off.
I spent 18 years working in bars and restaurants, and I'll tell you what, the Devil's in the Kitchen by Marco Perrier White, this kind of shit, believe it or not, folks, it happens all the time, man. I've seen more dudes get beat down and girls get smacked around in kitchens because coworkers are sleeping together, boyfriends or girlfriends show up because they beat coworkers. The drug dealing. Look, 95% of people who work in kitchens usually aren't going to have a mainstream 9-to-5 life with a suit and tie. They work there because they don't like public or because they're maybe usually not the most savory characters at some point in their life.
Some of us just like to cook, bro. I mean,
professionally.
No doubt, right?
I'm talking about,
what is it gonna
dude,
be like
I've
that?
Never met more junkies, I've never met more thieves, and I've never met more guys who womenize than in kitchens in my whole life. Chef,
oh, well, I would
kids.
Agree with two-thirds of those parts. I would agree with two-thirds of your statement. Nobody could pass a drug test that works in a kitchen.
Nope.
And two, they all sleep around with half the fucking city.
Yep.
Because if you can cook, you can get your dick wet, or you can get
oh my
your
God,
vagina
yo.
Pounded on.
You guys better change your
shit. Diving off the deep end, baby. Hey, that's
we,
my
we definitely need to
good.
We definitely need to change the name of this show, because all the show fight fans are going to be listening and be like, what are they talking about, yo?
This could be our big break.
Hey, look, Chris, that's what happens when you come to MMA Madhouse Sunday night and say, I need a favor. We help you out, but there's strings attached. You invited us. That's a string attached.
Yeah, more like a rope, like a noose.
Chris is like, I'm never getting into show fights.
He's like, no bad news for it.
Hey, dude, just this time, you know, make sure you wait a few days to release your videos so you don't get yelled at again.
I've never been yelled at for a video.
No, he was the one yelling last time. He's like, oh, you assholes putting out the Invitka videos. That's right. This is the same guy, folks, who took Busta Rhymes off cassette and burned it on another cassette. So don't even talk.
Who, Chris?
Yo.
Yeah,
I started this show off. I started this show off with Busta Rhymes this week, yo. That's nuts. That's wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think I can't listen to your other show that you normally host? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Conceited.
Do your eyes realize?
You and me, Heineken, and Menage a Trois once again, because you're pretty when I'm drunk.
Who would win a fight between Ja Rule and Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes all day. Have you seen that guy? Dude, are you kidding me? That dude is a beast.
That's all me.
He's better than
fight.
That. Who? No. Who would win a fight between Busta Rhymes and R. Kelly?
Oh, R. Kelly, golden shower his ass.
R. Kelly would shoot the double and then spin around in a north-south position and just urinate all over it.
You guys are sick.
He might just even do some side control. You never know with R. Kelly, dude. He gets looked to the brain like that. He'd be like, "The only one's here, baby."
Dude, if you could put two famous athletes in a cage fight, who would they be? I know my two.
If I could put what?
Two famous athletes in a cage. I want to see Shaq
and Barkley finish their fight from the playoffs, like back in 94, whatever it was.
I want to see Jordan and Tiger Woods.
I want to see Dennis Rodman versus Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's not an athlete.
God, dude, do I got to spell this out with the alphabet soup?
Well, that's why I'm the promoter, because I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Why don't you work on your protege's spelling?
Hey, by the way,
who is my protege?
I got to tell
think
you.
Think about it.
I made a custom ringtone for Donald, Jason, and Chris, and when it calls, it goes, "Team High Crotch is calling. Team High Crotch is calling." It's great. Big shout out to Team High Crotch.
Somebody said they tried to call in. Was there a call in or no?
You can't see the board.
Dude, I can't see the board, bro.
Oh, my God.
That means they're listening, though.
Hey, at least somebody can hear us good. Congratulations, you're the winner. Chris Gregory will wash your car.
and
I want you to do that in a Madhouse shirt. Yeah. Actually, no, I think we should make Chris Gregory the official designated driver from Madhouse to sponsor. He who drives everybody who gets drunk home, and you have to stay sober all night. You're going to do it in a Madhouse shirt, and I'm going to give you $25 for gas.
I do that anyway. That's fine. I never get drunk.
Oh, that's
fine. Oh, you liar with your fucking jug of moves. Whose picture was that? Oh, your sister's?
No, he was just having pictures from Saturday, Friday night or Saturday, Skippy. He was getting loaded at the bar before the fights, like at Buffalo Wild Wings, before the fights went down.
I had a beer. Because I had a beer.
Yeah, man, I know you're a lightweight. If you never drink, man, a beer probably gets you all twisted.
No. I am a lightweight, though. I will admit that.
So, hey, what are you thinking, Rance Faust, Mike Breeden?
Oh, man, I think I got to go with Rance Faust. He's going to have the – I think he's going to be way bigger because this guy, 6 title defenses in show fight at light heavyweight. He's fought at light heavyweight. He's defended the title at middleweight. He's now at welterweight, and this is for the vacant welterweight title, I think. And he's fighting Mike Breeden. Mike Breeden's a beast, man, but I just don't think that he has anything for Rance Faust at all. I think Rance is going to take him down and beat the crap out of him. Rance could stand up, though, too, and knock you out. I've seen him do it to Ron Bata. He knocked out Ron Bata with just a nasty, nasty punch and kick, man. I mean, this dude is nasty, man. I mean, Rance is tough. He's fought a lot of tough dudes. Brandeis Powell, he fought him twice. He lost to him the first time, came back, got to win the second time. I don't see Mike Breeden having anything for Rance, but Mike Breeden is crazy. They don't call his name is Ong Bak for nothing. This dude, you know, does spinning back fist and back kicks, and he's an exciting fighter. I just think that Rance has the advantage for sure.
Nice.
For sure.
Well, everybody's on Rance on Tapology.
Hey, guys, let's wrap this up, man, since we're not going to get any guests and...
Why,
Chris,
dude? Are you not having fun?
I got some shit I can go do.
Yeah, hey, you know what, Lopati? I'm gonna try to go do it on my radio channel and see if it will work.
Nah, they're all down still, bro. I've been reading on Twitter.
Okay, cool. I'll
know
about then. BS.
Yeah, I know. Okay, everybody, big shout out to Show Fights. Chris Gregory, throw down all the information just in case anybody is listening can go.
Yeah, everybody go to www.showfight.com. It's in Branson, Missouri.
You can watch the main card on GFL.TV. I'm out. Eagle.
Eagle, brother. Thanks for showing up, buddy.
Lebocky, Eagle, brother.
Skip it. Eagle, bro. Hey, everybody, tune in tomorrow night. MMA Madhouse Live. Talk cage sport and something else. Can't think of it right now.